This is the story of Peter and the Wolf.
Peter and the Wolf was really the first piece of its kind for children meant to entertain and to introduce them to the orchestra. It was written in 1936, both the music and the words by Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev. Prokofiev wrote all over the musical map. Dark, complex operas. Shimmering ballet scores. The thorny and challenging war sonatas for piano. But some of the most endearing, memorable music he wrote was for children. Why would he bother? He loved it, that's why. He had an affinity for children. His trademark in these pieces was to create pictures from the music, a remarkable gift of his. This piece, from his suite called Winter Bonfire, has train imagery written all over it. Not to mention a sense of exhilaration and adventure, another thing he did well. But Peter and the Wolf was the one that swept the world. He wrote the text and the music together after returning to Russia from years abroad in New York and Paris. He'd been back and forth since the 20s, struggling with the question of where to settle, says Prokofiev's biographer, Harlow Robinson.
But in 1936, early 1936, he made the final decision to actually close the Paris apartment and move back to Moscow.
It was the beginning of a terrible period in Russian history. Stalin's purges, the show trials of the early Bolsheviks were about to begin.
That was mainly in 1937. But the atmosphere was already sort of changing in 1936. And that was something, obviously, Prokofiev had not been counting on or thinking about when he went back.
It was a strong, gifted, fairly brilliant woman named Natalia Sots who was the catalyst for Peter and the Wolf. She ran a children's theater in Moscow and took the bold step of asking the great Prokofiev to write a work for a performance there. Prokofiev, who was a no-nonsense, non-procrastinating brand of genius, liked the idea and went right to work.
It happened really fast. You know, he wrote the whole piece in 2 weeks, something like 2 weeks. I mean, Prokofiev could write very, very fast when he was sort of onto something.
Prokofiev wrote the story of a boy who lives with his grandfather and his pet cat in the Russian countryside. Peter wanders into the meadow one day and encounters other animals, but his grandfather pulls him back to the house and shuts the gate, fearing a wolf might come. When the wolf does come, Peter defies Grandpa, climbs over the garden wall, and captures the wolf in triumph.
My dear children, each character of this tale is represented by a corresponding instrument.
Only a couple of years after it was written, recordings began to appear, the first by Serge Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony Orchestra in 1939. Richard Hale narrating.
The duck by an oboe.
Sounds very old-fashioned now. Basil Rathbone made a recording of the work in 1941.
On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. All is quiet, chirped the little bird gaily.
400 recordings of Peter and the Wolf have been made at one time or another since that first one in 1939, partly because of the timing. It coincided with the explosion of recordings throughout those years in the 20th century.
Early one morning, Peter opened the gate and went out on a big green meadow.
Peter and the Wolf became so familiar, Eleanor Roosevelt recorded a version of it in 1950.
On the branch of a big tree sat a little bird, Peter's friend. All is quiet, chirped the bird gaily.
And there was a Boris Karloff version.
Soon a duck came waddling round. She was glad that Peter had not closed the gate and decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow.
José Ferrer.
Seeing the duck, the little bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to her, and shrugged his shoulders.
Children's TV favorite Captain Kangaroo, a.k.a. Bob Keeshan.
Aha! Thought the cat. The bird is busy arguing. I'll just grab him. So quietly, she crept towards him on her velvet paws.
Sir John Gielgud.
Look out, shouted Peter. And the bird immediately flew up into the tree.
There's a Sharon Stone version.
Look out! shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree.
Leonard Bernstein, of course.
Grandfather was very angry because Peter had gone out into the meadow. This is a dangerous place, he growled. Suppose a wolf came out of the forest, then what would you do?
A David Bowie version.
And the wolf walked round and round the tree, looking at them with greedy eyes.
Just then,
Itzhak Perlman,
the hunters came out of the woods.
Imagine the triumphal procession.
This children's piece, with humble beginnings, became an absolute must-hear, and the popularity of radio made it even more of a staple. If you think about it, it was perfect for radio, really one of the first complete audio stories told by one person with music, a form that seems very familiar to us now. Then it seemed incredibly fresh. The final irony was for Prokofiev to ponder, and he did ponder it, because this little two-week job he took for the Moscow Children's Theater made him more famous and more celebrated than many of the much more serious operas, for example, that he labored over in much less pleasant times. Maybe that's because the impulse was so pure. For me, Prokofiev wrote later, the story was important only as a means of inducing the children to listen to the music. That it did. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishkoe.